We started a GoFundMe page on Facebook under Solskjaer Aaron Moore, and we raised €10,000 within a matter of weeks, less than that, a couple of weeks with €10,000 raised. And from that, we decided we would expand our initial suggestion to light up maybe four key areas. And due to the money coming in so fast and in such abundance, we decided to expand it a bit further. And we're trying to cover as many town lands as we can to bring a bit of, Christmas cheer and make everyone feel a bit better. We've been very humbled by people's efforts and gestures, and the whole community's pulled together. You know, it's been tremendous. We can't thank people enough, you know.
It has been quite a difficult time for many, and I'm sure there are people that would love to get home for Christmas and maybe can't travel home because of the pandemic. Hopefully this will maybe brighten up their day and send a little message to those that want to get home for Christmas.
For sure, and we're actually... It's going to be live streamed this evening at 4:45 on the Solskjaer Aaron Moore Facebook page. Anyone that wants to view it can do so, and that's lighting up starting over in the Afford side of the island at 4:45. I've got a special guest turning on the lights over there, and then we'll make a kind of social distancing procession over to Le Garo Pier, and we'll light up the lights there. But in between, we'll have all different areas lit up through the procession. It'll all be seen, and you can see from the mainland as well what we're doing. So there's a few surprises for people, and we've been over the moon with the Highland Radio letting us light up the mast. You know, we got a fella in there during the week, and with some local labour and help, we managed to get the star and some lights on Highland Radio mast. So that'll be seen from the moon. We've had loads of people involved in the island. You know, as I say, the idea came back in October, and you know, a group of maybe 10 or 12 has got together, and it's just been amazing. The donations we've received, of money donations and help and offers of help from different people, has been fantastic. You know, even on the mainland, we've had a lot of people doing a lot of picking up and dropping off for us, you know, because obviously we're on the island and the weather's so poor and the ferries sometimes can't run, so we've been relying on a lot of people to support us in the mainland as well, you know.